faith search, but they don't settle. If they don't find it, they keep on searching. They never give up and say, well, since I couldn't find it, God knows I looked. I tried my best. I did what I could. And all God expects is what you can do. No, God expects you to trust him. If he said it's going to rain, it's going to rain. Whether you see a cloud in the sky or not. Bring your umbrella. And so when you begin to understand, when you begin to recognize that people of faith operate differently, and they search but they don't settle. These people were searching. Go back to verse 10. And it's talking about Abraham. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is, not was, is God. He never found it, but he never settled either. He kept on searching because he said his builder and maker is. So if he didn't find it in what was, then it is going to be, because God's going to make it so. He searched, but he did not settle for what he did see that was not what God said. What makes believers, or so-called believers, maybe I ought to say church folk. What make church folk give up on God so quickly? May I suggest three quick things that I've noticed in my own reading, my own experiences, et cetera, et cetera. First thing is, church folk are lazy. We want stuff handed to us on a silver platter. We don't want to do much. We don't want much that requires of us much. We want to say we're Christians, and that is supposed to work like abracadabra. We're not supposed to go through anything. We're not supposed to deal with anything. We're not supposed to have problems. We just expect that it's just going to happen because we say we're children of the Most High God. And so we seek, but we don't always search. And because we're lazy, we settle. Maybe God changed his mind. Maybe I missed God. Maybe my sins turned God off. Can I tell you, he knew your sins before he ever got turned on? He knew your shortcomings. He knew every mistake you would make. And when he promised you, he knew about all of that before you ever knew you ever existed. But it's an excuse because we're lazy. We don't want to do our part. Another reason why church folk give up on seeking what God has for them is because many times they get lost on the journey because they don't have a spiritual GPS. They're following other people, and they figure everybody else know where they're going. But how many times God has customized your course, and it might appear that you're going with everybody, but he has also designed your course to veer off from everybody else, and sometimes you're all by yourself. And you meet a stranger every now and then. And so people who don't know God like talking about and hear God and see God in the spiritual realm get lost on the journey. And thirdly, may I suggest another reason? They get led astray. They don't know the word. And everybody that sounds good, everybody who has a sweet moan and a beautiful tone, everybody who know how to quote a few scriptures but can't interpret them, everybody that seems like they're hyped and excited by the Spirit, they may have a spirit, but it may not be the Spirit of God. And you get in behind them and you follow them and you get led astray and miss God and wind up settling for less than God's best. So verse 14 starts off by telling us it's talking about people of faith. But not only does it tell us about people of faith, because for they which say such things, that say such things, listen, declare plainly. That means that they are proven followers, because what that declaration is from the directive of God. They're following God. They know where they're going. They know where they're going. Every now and then there are some twists and turns on the road, but I can tell you they know where they're going, because they know when they hadn't gotten there yet. And if you don't know where you're going, you don't know if you've reached your destination or not. It might look good, but that don't mean that's where you're supposed to end up. And so they are people who follow God. Listen. And one of the things that you've got to understand, not only are they people of faith, but when these people of God follow God in this kind of context, they're profound followers. They know, they are proven followers. They have already, this ain't their first rodeo. Yeah. They followed him from one good degree to the next. They've gone from grace to grace. They've gone from one level to the next level. They are proven followers of God. And see, when you're a proven follower of God, you learn to listen to his voice. You learn to hear what he says. You learn to read the roadmap, the word of God, and follow it to the letter. Amen. Knowing that God knows best. So we discover in verse 14, not only are there people of faith that this word references, but they're talking about also these folk who are followers, these folk who are proven followers. Now, what else do proven followers do? I'm glad you asked. The rest of the word says they seek a country. And that means this, simply stated, press forward. Press forward. This verse reveals to us that people of faith who are proven followers press forward. I can't make it no simpler than that. You see, what happens is they do not get stuck in a rut. And if they do get stuck, they don't stay long. They don't fall into a pity party, become depressed and oppressed. They don't start licking their wounds and talking about, why is this happening to me? They recognize that the enemy is trying to delay them, keep them back from what God has for them. And it could be right around the bend from while they're at their worst, their lowest ebb, their strength almost gone. They press forward. Listen, the rewards are so much sweeter when you press through what the devil tries to hold back from you. Oh, so many Sundays, my brothers and sisters, God knows with everything in me, I've had to press forward, and many of you have had to press forward to get here. But oh, once you made it, God lifted off that burden from you, that heavy load that seemed to have said, you can't make it, you can't take it, you to go another step forward, but you press forward. I used to wonder sometime when I talked to the old saints and the young man about getting up early, and I used to did not like getting up early. I'd jump up 35, 45 minutes before it was time to leave, go throw some water up, run underneath it, spin around. Drive right quick, throw my clothes on, spray my spray gun on, get in the car, boom. And I hear some old saints talking about, I've been up since 3:30, since 4 o'clock this morning, getting ready for church. And I'm like, what in the world? And then, you know, some of the older saints who will be real with you, they'll tell you, I have to do a little bit and sit down and rest a while. I got to put on my this and then wait a while. Then a little late when I feel better, I put on that and rest a while. And then I get this and put this on. Y'all gonna talk to me here? And they know it. They don't get up early enough to take their time, that they'll never make the service. But they press that way against aches and